Joining us on the fan line, AJ Mansour, KFan Radio, KFan.com. AJ, it's not taking long for them to take that dome down. Seen a lot of pictures. They've been getting that job done pretty quick.
Day by day it'll tick down a little bit more, but it's kind of fun seeing the inside view at a place that we are all very familiar with. We spend many afternoons, many evenings, but to see the way that it's coming down, it's always fun.
So where'd you put your dome seats? Where are they at right now?
Well, mine's in the garage right now. Actually, I don't know. I'm going to get approval for the wife before I put it somewhere inside the house.
So
we need to figure out where it's going to go because it doesn't necessarily go with the decor, I've been told.
Tubbs, I've been told, has gotten his, all right? You got your seats coming this weekend?
Mine are at a buddy of mine in Roseville. I've got my cousin going up there to get him this weekend. And I figure I'm going to put him right next to I'm going to put him right next to the fireplace about an inch and a half away. So that way, whenever we get up, got to get up to do things. So, yeah, it's amazing to think that the dome is already done and they're making the improvements to TCF Bank Stadium, which begs the question, who are we looking at for Vikings quarterback at this point? Matt Cassel opting out. Was that a big surprise when he opted out?
Given the situation, I wouldn't say it's necessarily a big surprise. I mean, you look at currently on roster, Christian Ponder is the only quarterback left with this team. Odds are he, despite what North Turner kind of has said, odds are Christian won't be here next year. So for Matt to opt out doesn't necessarily mean that he doesn't want to be in Minnesota. It's more of a smart business move, you know, where he realizes that he has value to this team, maybe to other teams. He had a decent season in the limited exposure that he did get, but if he were to just take the contract that they had, he'd be making X amount. But if he were to opt out, maybe work the field a little bit, see what he could get out there, see if there's a better situation for him, or come back to the Vikings, he's probably going to get, you know, an extra $1-2 million. And, that's obviously a big deal, even to guys who make a lot of money.
How about Jared Allen? Are we going to see him? Is he one of those free agents that will not be coming back?
Yeah, I think it's probably a pretty good chance that Jared lands somewhere else. A guy who made $17 million last year, didn't exactly play up to that potential. I think he had 10, maybe 11 sacks to end the season. And it was a good run in Minnesota. I think every season he was here, he had double-digit sacks. But, when you look at the guy, he's not the guy he used to be. He's not the guy who's going to challenge the sack record. He's not the guy who is going to stay healthy the whole season anymore. I mean, he's been dinged and dented and nicked and bruised for the last couple of years, and it's only a matter of time before one of those becomes a little more serious. So as he continues to slow down, you know, he's probably looking for one more contract before he sails off into the sunset of NFL retirement and cashes those checks every month. It's probably going to be with a different team. You know, he still thinks he's worth a lot of money, and the Vikings have a lot of situations where they need to take care of, and $17 million could do a lot of damage there. So, I'd put the Arizona Cardinals actually as odds-on favorite to land Jared. He may take a little bit of a discount to go there because that's where he lives during the offseason, and they're a team that thinks that they're maybe a couple players away from making a big run of the playoffs.
What kind of moves are you expecting the Vikings to make in free agency? They released Aaron Henderson, Gerald Hodges, Michael Mowdy. I don't know if these guys could step in and be full-time players on defense. We've heard that, a lot of people like Werner, the cornerback out of Tennessee. Where do the Vikings need to address in free agency? $23 million puts them about 10th in the NFL. What moves are you expecting them to make, AJ?
Well, I think you probably hit it on the head there with those two positions. Linebacker and cornerback are two of the biggest positions of need outside of quarterback, and there's not a gigantic market for quarterbacks out there this year. So if they're going to address that, it's more likely going to be through the draft outside of maybe going after Matt Cassel. But when you look at cornerback's position, there's obviously a need there. You think you have something in Xavier Rhodes, but beyond that, there's really nobody here. Chris Cook likely will not be back with the team, and then it's a bunch of guys who are probably better off being special teamers, career backup kind of guys. So you could go after Werner. You could go after Peanut Tillman from Chicago. If they are okay with bringing in a guy who's older, he's a great option there. We all know what he can do as far as force fumbles, pick off the ball. He's a turnover machine, so that wouldn't be a bad bet. But when you look at the linebackers, you have a decent crew of young guys, but the experience is lacking in a big way. So you're going to want to find a guy, maybe a veteran, a mid-range veteran, that can come in and kind of teach these young guys how to work into the system. I really do believe that when Aaron Henderson had his issues last year with the law and was going to miss a game, and then he got injured and was going to miss another game, I really do believe that Mike Motti was on the cusp of taking that job, but he had a knee situation that arose. Obviously, we know the concerns that the Vikings have around Motti and his knee situation. So that was a little bit discerning, but I think that he was behind the scenes in practice ready to step up and take that starting role that Audie Cole actually ended up stepping in and doing okay. I don't think that Audie would be a guy who is going to fill in as a starter. Motti may eventually be that guy, but I don't think he's ready for it. So you're looking for, you know, a middle linebacker and a weak side linebacker probably this year that you're going to have to fill in some way, shape, or form. Free agency is always a good place to do that.
The MO for Rick Spielman has been trying to minimize the amount of free agent moves and build through the draft. And, you know, that was with, you know, Brad Childress and Leslie Frazier. Now that Mike Zimmer has come in, can you see that philosophy possibly changing a little bit and maybe bringing in a few more veteran guys that might be a little bit longer in the tooth to maybe help Mike Zimmer out as a first-year head coach?
Well, you know, there's potential there. Obviously, the coach is going to have some say in the matter. I still think that Spielman sticks with the idea of building through the draft and getting younger, and they're still going to do that. But in the immediacy of what this year might hold and the opportunities that this year may have trying to keep Adrian Peterson in the prime of his career, you may have to abandon that plan. I mean, if you look at the two of the 3 years of Rick Spielman's general management, have not gone super well. You know, they had a 3-win season and then last year. So maybe it's time to, you know, kind of adjust the plan a little bit. It always sounds like a good idea to get young and build through the draft, but that's not always possible. And we've seen a lot of teams find success through, you know, maybe that's the mainstay of the plan, but you need to find pieces in free agency and bring them in. They did that last year with Greg Jennings, so they're not afraid to go out and get a guy who is on the back half of his career. You know, Jennings by no means is old, mm-hmm. but he's not one of those young guys that they typically had built through. So I wouldn't be surprised if they finally have some money. They obviously have the needs that they go out and make a couple moves in free agency, maybe one kind of splashy move on the defensive side of the ball, and then continue to try and build through the draft. Spielman's always active on draft day, so we've seen him trade up, trade down, and gain value, gain picks, whatever it may be. So I think that's still going to be a big part of the plan, but it might be time to put a little more emphasis on the free agency.
He's AJ Monsur, KFAN Radio, 100.3, KFAN.com, Twin Cities here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Let's talk about another Minnesota team that might make a move. Minnesota Wild, it's the Olympic break. Wild playing some good hockey heading into the break. Goaltending has been an issue for them. Josh Harding, don't know if he's going to play for the rest of the year. Nicholas Backstrom hasn't been able to stay healthy. Can they ride Darcy Kemper, AJ, or do the Wild have to look at maybe shoring up that goaltending?
Well, you know, I think if you talk to them, they think that they can. But we've still seen the inconsistencies in Kemper. You know, lately he's been on a hot streak and he's been rolling, but we've seen the good and the bad sides of Kemper in the last year and a half up with the Minnesota Wild. So I think that obviously you're going to continue to ride the hot hand. Hockey's one of those sports where more than anything, you, especially with goalies, you try and ride the hot hand, whether it's in the playoffs or the regular season. And as long as Kemper plays well, that's a good thing. Now, Kemper's never had to deal with a situation like he's dealing with right now with the Olympic break. You're going to be off till February 20th at the back end of the month. You're going to have something like, you know, 15 to 20 days off where you're still going to be working and stuff, but you're not going to have that game action. So can he carry that hot hand through the break and continue it into the second half of the season? That's a big question mark there. I think that you still want to have another option that you may go out and try and shore up a little bit. I don't think you're going to make a splash for a guy that's going to be your starter. I really do think that you're going to try and ride Kemper as your starter, mm-hmm. see if Harding or Backstrom can come back, but maybe get another guy who, if Kemper, you know, falls apart in the second half of the season, he's never played this long of a season up in the NHL. So if he has some issues, you want to have somebody who's going to have some sort of NHL experience to fall back on. So they may go out and get that. But, you know, when you look at the rest of the team, there's not a whole lot of specific positions that you may want to target. Your top lines are pretty good up on the defense and the offense. So what you want to potentially do, you think of the way that Chicago did it, you look at the depth that the Chicago Blackhawks have, and that's what the Minnesota Wild want to do. They want to be able to have more than one or two scoring lines where you can get into that third and even the fourth line and have some of that that offensive attack still in the forecheck. And when you have guys, young guys, that are starting to play a little better, that's always promising, but you can never have too much depth. Mm-hmm. So I would say, like you mentioned, that they go maybe after a goalie, but potentially just find some positions of depth that they can get somebody on the cheap that can come in and maybe play a backup role and give this team the depth that they need if they're going to head into the playoffs.
AJ Monser, KFan Radio, 100.3 out of the Twin Cities. AJ, appreciate the time. Nice to talk to you again, my friend. Be safe, be well, and we'll be in touch.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, AJ.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, see ya. It's AJ Monser, KFan Radio. You can follow him on Twitter at AJKFan.